This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2006. On today's show, I have a conversation with Homer. We check up on what he's doing and talk about a little bit about politics and the immigration thing and the great race, the amazing race, and just catch up with Homer. So enjoy this conversation with Homer.
Hola.
Homer, this is Archer. How are you?
Oh my God, Archer, it's like the voice of God.
What are you doing?
Did you hear me burp right then?
I thought that was a burp.
I don't burp as well as you do, unfortunately.
Well, as you know, I'm editing the burps out of the show right now. So
you can't edit my burp.
No, I can't. I have to leave that in there. But, you know, it's not me that's burping, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I hope your viewers aren't, like, totally hating me now because I burped.
No, I'm sure they're not. They like you. But what are you up to right now?
Your call rescued me from a meeting. So I'm walking out. I'm a non-profit historical group meeting. And I wanted to leave anyway because I've been at work. This is 11 hours working.
So. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're still at work.
Well, I got to work at 6:15, and left at 3:30 and had a meeting, two meetings that run now until 5:09. So it's a bit, when you're out doing archaeology field work, you tend to have 12-hour days a lot.
Oh, that's so crazy. Were you at the dig today?
I was. This is our third day of work. We're digging in an area that had saloons and restaurants and a Chinese laundry and a boarding house.
Oh.
We use a backhoe to strip off the ground and expose what's there underneath. It used to be a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And so this is our fourth day of stripping, and we've found about 30-some outhouses and wells. We uncover the tops of them, and you can see they're circular or rectangular. And we started digging in them, and we actually haven't found very much of interest yet because the ones that we started digging in haven't been very productive.
Well, here's a question for you. Why would they have 30 of them in such close proximity to each other?
Well, what we're finding is there were a row of buildings. I think there were like six buildings wide facing the street.
Mm-hmm.
And in the backyard of each, they would have a well and an outhouse. Initially, and then when the city water came in, the well became an outhouse, and they would use them for 3 or 4 years, and then they would dig another hole and move the outhouse structure over the top of that.
Oh, I see.
What we're finding in some of these backyard areas, we're finding 3 to 5 all lined up in a row of these pits.
Uh-huh.
And we like to dig them up because they typically contain a large number of artifacts, because after people got done using them, they would throw all their trash in them.
Oh, yeah.
Bottles, broken dishes, and personal possessions. And at the very bottom, there's usually a layer of this greenish-gray, soft, silty material that is the decomposed poop.
Oh.
And
so you'd know you've hit the bottom.
Yeah, so to say. Sometimes you find things that fell out of people's pockets. One house I dug had someone's dentures that fell out.
Oh my gosh.
And then you can take the actual dirt and you can throw it in water, and all the seeds will float to the surface. And we have a person on our staff who can identify the different plants by the types of seeds.
Oh.
Or eating, you know. It's an interesting thing. And they're interesting to dig, and archaeologists like to find them.
Very cool.
And this is a very large number. I've never been on a project with so many. So.
Now, how long will this dig go on?
There's 5 more weeks after this week.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be there quite a while.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Did you listen to the president's speech on Monday night?
Oh, no way. You know, first of all, his voice, I just cannot stand his voice. And it doesn't matter, whatever he says, he's just totally irrelevant to my life nowadays. I mean,
yeah.
I don't believe a word he says. I'll let the journalists watch his speech, and then I'll read what they have to say about it.
That's true.
Today, the U.S. Senate voted to put up hundreds of miles of fence between the U.S. and Mexican border, and it just
makes me
so fucking angry.
And it's going to be like
for various reasons. Like we all know how well the walls worked in Eastern Europe when they walled off those areas.
Yep.
And what about all the wildlife that goes lives there in the desert, walk across, you know?
Oh, well, they won't be able to do that any longer.
No.
But they don't think about stuff like that. They just don't
know. They're all afraid of the goddamn brown-skinned people.
Exactly.
A bunch of idiots. This Jeff Sessions guy from Alabama was talking, and I'm just like, why don't you just have a big old word racist tattooed on your forehead, dude?
No kidding.
You know, and I live 60 miles from the border, and it's amazing this illegal immigration thing is such an uproar. You know, it's a little bit of a problem here, but mostly because they've forced all the people to go out into the desert to come across, and there's a lot of people, hundreds of people dying.
Right.
And friends of mine who are doing archaeology work out in the desert have come across scattered bones or bodies. You know, and it's disgusting. And, you know, it's like they're people, and everyone in the United States, with the exception of Native Americans, are descended from people that got here in the last 400 years or so. So
that's right.
You know, I don't think the Native Americans were all that happy when the people from Europe showed up. I mean, it wasn't like they gave them permission. So
I know, it's crazy. And then, of course, they also voted in today, or he signed it today, the tax cuts continuing, $70 billion or whatever it is.
What are you going to do with all that extra money, Archer?
Well, here's the thing. You know what they took out of the tax bill? The $250 that teachers can deduct from their taxes each year. So, you know, again, it's the rich who are getting it all. The $250, we for 2 years, we could deduct $250 from our taxes for supplies that we bought ourselves. Well, teachers spend a hell of a lot more money than that on their classrooms.
Oh, of course.
And they took it out of this bill.
Every year at Christmas time, I go and buy a bunch of art kits from Michael's. They have them on sale. Usually you take them over to my local grade school to give, so they have something to give to some little kid. You know,
you're so good.
Well, you know, I knew what it was like to be poor, and the people in my neighborhood are probably poorer, many of them, than I ever was.
So right.
I always go to the Borders bookstore and buy some books for the little book tree thing, you know.
Yeah. You're such a good citizen. It's a wonder that you're single.
I'm a liberal, unpatriotic terrorist, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is a wonder I'm single, but this isn't Dating with Homer this week.
This is not Dating with Homer this week. Okay, we won't go there. Well, so are you going to watch
When I actually have a date, I'll let you know.
Okay, and then we'll want every detail possible. But now, I did want to ask go ahead.
I said I'll make sure I bring my ruler stick along with me.
Yeah, and make sure that you don't lose your rubber cock ring in someone's front yard.
Thank you.
No, I was going to ask you.
I'm going to be watching The Amazing Race tonight.
That's what I was
going
to ask you.
I'm going over with my friend Jeffrey to go watch it with a very cute guy.
Oh.
Named Hal. And,
I was going to tell you that I'm currently watching it. It's 8:21 here on the East Coast, and I've seen about 20 minutes of it.
I don't want to know any of the details.
Nothing? Like, who's missing flights?
Nothing! I don't want to know nothing! Archer, if you tell me something, I won't come visit you.
Okay. I won't tell you who missed a flight.
I also have to make sure and tape Lost and Invasion tonight.
Yeah, that's
this
all.
Is coming down to, it's coming down. This is like next week is the last week of television, basically, and then I have a whole summer off. No 4 hours of television a week.
So. I know. I was saying the same thing on my show that I just recorded for tomorrow, that all the season finales are coming up. Like Grey's Anatomy was done, and Desperate Housewives is going to be done on Sunday, and the Survivor was done. I'm like, what am I going to watch this summer? Well, I'm going to read this summer.
You know, the Desperate Housewives, I stopped watching that. Did they ever figure out what to do with that storyline of the people locked up in the basement or whatever it was?
Well, they're still working that one, actually. The Alpha Woodard, or whatever her name is, now has her other son locked in the basement because she found out that the good son was actually planning to get rid of the bad son by killing him. Well, getting her to kill him. But then she found out the storyline, and now she's got him locked in there. But on the season ender, his girlfriend hit Alfred Woodard over the head with a tire iron and was unlocking the door. Just, you know, that was like the last scene of their section of the show. So that'll definitely be in the next season.
And who was his girlfriend?
Bree's daughter.
Oh, that little tramp.
Yeah, the little tramp. I guess she liked that big chocolate dick.
Well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Well, what I say is I think people of all backgrounds are beautiful.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, they. You know what they say, that once you go black, you don't go back?
You know, that might happen in some cases, but I'm equal opportunity. That's all I can say.
Which means you'll sleep with anyone.
I don't care what color your skin is. It's what's the smile on your face and what's in your heart.
And in your pants.
Well, that helps too.
I'm just kidding. So, go ahead.
So let me ask you a question. I've been thinking about, you know, when I come visit you. You know, remember we talked about having a little wine tasting event with your significant other, husband, or whatever you want to call him?
Yes.
Well, I've been thinking now that W and I could have a very similar event where we make a couple of dishes and have you taste them, and not knowing what they are, and then you would have to, like, describe them and tell us what you thought of them.
Well, of course, I would have to be able to describe them through the vomit that would be in my mouth, because...
Well, we would probably slip in some things that you would like. There might be a couple of surprises, but yeah.
I don't know that I would be able to agree with that.
Well, wouldn't it make a fun show, though?
Oh, it would make an amazing show, but I wouldn't be able to talk because I'd be gagging on the food and throwing up.
You don't? No, I don't think so. Nothing that I would make you.
But here's the other thing, too. You know, my nose is pretty strong, and once I smell it, if I don't like the smell of it, I am not putting it in my mouth.
Well, we could have to, like, get a clothespin or something.
I don't know if I can agree with this.
Well, we'll think about it. If I come, it might be a little fun. It would be very innocuous. It could be just things like strawberry ice cream or something. You never know.
Oh, well, I could probably stomach...
Do you like strawberry ice cream?
I do not like it, but I can probably stomach it for a tasting thing.
Well, you know, and why can't you just spit the stuff out after you swirl it around your mouth?
Heavens, no. Well,
I always thought that's a little professional.
Probably the professional sommeliers do that, but I would go ahead and swallow it down.
So you like to swallow?
Yeah, I like to swallow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you think George Bush swallows?
I bet he does, yeah. Well, I think...
Is there anything to like about that man?
No, there is nothing to like about that man. And, you know, his approval rating's down to, like, 33% this week. And in another poll, I think by ABC News...
It's the terrorist.
It's the terrorist?
I mean, what... The terrorist must be making his opinion low or something. Cause it's always the terrorist. 9/11.
That's right. 9/11 is everything.
Do you think he's going to start a war?
No, I don't. I think he realizes he does not have the resources to start a war. I don't think. I mean, he's going to be sending 6,000 troops of the National Guard to your area, and everything's too thin. He doesn't have enough people to send a war. It would have to be completely by bombs.
The whole National Guard thing, the way they're doing it, is that National Guard members have to have a 2-week training program every year.
Yeah.
And so they're replacing the 2-week training program with 2 weeks worth of guard duty on the border.
Oh, my God.
It's like, so then when they get sent back over to Iraq, they're going to be even less trained and blah, blah, blah. I think we should just,
yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to have to call up my U.S. senator tomorrow and tell them off.
Yes, you're going to have to.
I think I'm going to ask their office to send me a letter telling me exactly how much money they are getting from this tax cut. Because, you know, they make pretty good money being U.S. senators, and John McCain's married into the Budweiser distributor family, and, you know, his wife Cindy is buku rich. And
I didn't know that.
John Kyle, lots of money, too, so I imagine they're getting a lot of money.
How much do state senators make? About $140,000 a year?
Something like that.
Well, do you think they actually tell you how much they're getting back in taxes, their tax refunds?
Well, they're required to file. I don't know if it's online somewhere, but they're required to file their tax statements.
Oh, that's right. Record. Yeah, it has to be public record.
So
that's
right.
You can
go back and take a look at and see how much they pay in taxes.
Gosh, if they looked at mine, they'd say, you're poor.
Yeah, you know, I love how this middle class isn't like what it used to be, that's for sure.
God, no.
So let's think about cheerful thoughts. Oh, we haven't talked about the big scandal in the blogging world, have we?
What's the big scandal? Holy shit, you gotta tell me this.
You know, the whole Bent Collective thingy.
The what?
Have you been paying attention to that? The Bent Collective thing?
Bent Collective?
Maybe you haven't heard about this. Yeah, there was this blog that was supposedly two women, or two men and a woman, and it was very popular, had lots of interesting stories, and then slowly it was like, how can two people, the two guys that have lived such full lives, like the one guy said that he had been climbing Mount Everest in early September 2001, and then he somehow went to New York City where he ran into this other guy who had been his college roommate, and they are both somehow immune to HIV, and they were in part taking part in some study at Columbia. And then he had to fly back to San Francisco and missed the United Flight 93 while the other guy was standing outside the World Trade Center with his boyfriend, and they both got hit by falling debris.
Oh, my God.
And that was like a week's worth of time in September 2001. So it all unraveled, and they protested and claimed that they were innocent, that people were being awful, and they started calling somebody a liar and insane, and that person went pretty crazy on them. And so a lot of bloggers are all in a stir about it.
Because it was all fake?
Well, it's fake, and the guys were instant messaging and emailing people, and the bad part was that the one guy was going to meet up with some people, supposedly, mm-hmm. in France or something, and then right before he was supposed to come back and meet them, he developed this fatal case or near fatal case of botulism and was in a coma, and and there are these people back here in the United States that thought that he was coming here to meet him, and they got all upset and frantic about it, you know, because this guy was supposedly on death's door.
Oh, my God.
And that's where, for me, it crossed the line when you start playing with people's emotions. And there were, and individually, these guys didn't know, but it was like three different people, at least, that he was making these plans to come visit, and then all of a sudden cut short. So
now, what's the name of the blog?
It was called Bent Collective. He took it down yesterday.
Oh.
It was on my links list, but I looked today and they're closed down. And he up to the very end, he was protesting that there were three people getting it, blah, blah, blah. And all he had to do was post a picture of the two guys, you know, standing next to each other.
Right.
But he, of course, couldn't do that.
So really, it was just one guy writing all of this stuff?
that's what we think. I mean, I don't know for certain. I mean, but yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
That's amazing. See, I miss out on all this kind of blog controversy because I don't post to my blog very much anymore. You know,
oh my God,
4 or 5 times a month, and that's it. But
And when you do, you post pretty fine pictures. Let me tell you.
Yeah, my naked man pictures, and somehow people find them.
I don't know.
Like after I posted those pictures, I got like 500 hits on my blog in 2 days or something like that.
So. Is it because you like titled the images like gigantic cocks or something?
No, I don't know what I named it. I just people just find it. I don't know. So anyway.
Wow.
So anyway.
I'm sort of thinking about coming the last week of July. Can I look at your schedule and Jimbo's schedule? And of course they. Like, when you're out of town, he's there, and when he's out of town, you're there. But I think last week in July, you're both going to be there.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm looking at this. Go ahead.
Checking the plane tickets. They're still not bad, but it's like $50 more than it was last time I came.
Oh, because the price of oil went up.
Oh, no, it did. I wouldn't have known.
But you know, the stock market went down today, the biggest drop it had since 2003.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I when it goes down like 200 points like it did today, I don't bother looking at my 401k account because it's just like, oh, I don't want to see how much it dropped.
That's exactly what I said to myself. I'm like, don't you go online. Don't go online because you'll be so upset of how much you lost today. But, you know, what can you do? Fuck.
It's not lost until you sell it.
That's true. That's true. Well, no, I'm looking at July, and that looks good because the boyfriend will be out of town the first couple of days, but then he's back the last couple of days. So,
and that'd actually, be great. That'd be the perfect time for the wine tasting / food tasting.
Yeah, right. We'll work on that. Yeah.
Ask the boyfriend what he thinks about it. See if he thinks it'd be a fun little project. Of course, you could do one with me, but it would have to be non-meat.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, of course, yeah. Well, I will ask the boyfriend that, and I'm sure he will agree that he thinks that's a great idea. So I'm sure he'd be in for it.
I wouldn't mind doing a wine tasting thing, but I tell you what, I would be like, I don't know. Tastes like red wine to me.
Well, we would have to, like, talk you through tasting different things in the wine. Excuse me.
Or maybe we could just do, like, a regular, like, wine sommelier thing where you give me a wine and explain to me what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know, actually, we could make that into a little video instead of audio because people could see you tasting the wines.
Oh, my God, and you could see me get drunk or something.
Well, you don't drink enough you don't drink enough to get really drunk, so.
You don't know me very well.
Well, you said before that it only takes... Wine. Yeah, you said it only takes you like 2 glasses and you're tipsy.
No, it's half a glass.
Oh, half a glass.
A whole glass, and I have a hard time talking.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm going to let... We need to end this because I don't want to get too long. Plus, you're probably home now.
I just got home and Molly says hello.
Hi, Molly. Pet, pet, pet.
She's excited. She's just getting a jerky beef treat.
Oh, very good.
I have to watch that she doesn't bite my finger off. Okay, well, Archer, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you take care and enjoy the amazing race tonight.
I will, and everyone better be listening to this because it's the only... ordinary quickest on the internet.
You're so funny.
Do that very well, did I?
No, that's fine. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was our conversation with Homer. I love checking in with Homer. He's so much fun. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Have a great weekend, and tune in on Monday for a new show. Until next time, bye. Archer Radio.